From the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today, friends. It is Tuesday, May 11th. We've got a great show in store for you. Adam Story, Vice Chancellor, Director of Marriage and Family Life of the Diocese of Des Moines, will have his weekly segment. We're going to talk about Mary, as it is the month of Mary, and why she is a vital component to the devotional life of every family in the world. We'll have Adam coming up in about just a few minutes to talk all about that. Jennifer Hubbard at 7:15 today. She is the President and Executive Director of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary, which she founded in memory of her daughter, who died in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. She wrote a book called Finding Sanctuary, How the Wild Work of Peace Restored the Heart of a Sandy Hook Mother. She is, and Ave Maria Press put this out. It's going to be a powerful one, I think, and this book just looks to be incredible. So we'll have Jennifer on to share her story and this new book, this work of peace, and how she found forgiveness amongst this horrible tragedy. Jean Wells is going to be coming up here at about 7:40 today, friends, and she's going to preview her 10 o'clock show. Luke Elinga is going to be on. He is Communications and Advocacy Manager for DMARC, and they're commemorating their 45th anniversary of its food pantry network. We've got a good relationship with DMARC. They're doing some really good work feeding the hungry and many different families all throughout central Iowa here and beyond. So we'll have Luke on to share some of the good work that they continue to do. Mark Amadeo with your news, weather, and sports. That weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. I have Jimmy with your traffic, your saint of the day, and that's going to round everything out. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Good Tuesday morning to you. Got a beautiful day in store. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. It looks to be a beautiful Tuesday.
Absolutely. I know you recovered from Mother's Day and all the things you were doing, and here we are during the middle of the week.
We are here now. Well, almost the middle of the week, but yes.
Yeah, that's true, almost the middle of the week. So might be a good day to get some golf in. I just saw the winds have been really, gusty here this spring, and today it's going to be less than 10 miles per hour. So golfers, beware.
This is what I hear.
Yeah, this is a good day to go.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad at all.
Yeah, that certainly is true. You're getting ready for the men's conference. You and Joe Stoppless got everything all set here a week from this Saturday, May 22nd.
I'll tell you, we've got a lot of men that have said they're going to come, but a lot, we've got a lot signed up, but a lot of the men that I've seen that have told me they're coming have not signed up yet. So I want to encourage everyone that is planning on going, make sure to get your ticket because we want to get these seats filled.
Absolutely. And again, if folks want to know, it's Saturday, May 22nd, a week from this Saturday, at the Embassy Suites in downtown Des Moines, starting at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to attend Mass, following Mass, that'll be the program. And we'll be done by noon, so you have the rest of the day to yourselves.
Yes, indeed. And it's going to be a phenomenal event, so make sure to get your tickets soon.
iowacatholicradio.com. Speakers are I don't hear you getting too enthusiastic about
excited.
Our Hawkeye speaker. I got to listen to the podcast when you had
you
Gary
do.
On last week.
You
Gary
do.
Dolphin he is one of our speakers along with Tim Jameson.
He was a great guest, and Tim Jameson is going to knock it out of the park as well. It's just going to be a five-star event.
Yeah, I got to get that podcast listened to between now and then. So looking forward to that.
Sounds good to me, my friend.
All right. Right now from the WHO-TV-13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, mostly sunny skies, 41 degrees. Yes, you'll need your sunglasses today. North-northeast wind right now at 6 miles per hour, and that's good because we'll have light winds throughout the day and evening. Today it'll be partly cloudy here in Central Iowa, high of 62 degrees. East-northeast winds at just 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 42 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 64 degrees on your Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, more of the same. Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s both days. Our next chance of rain will be Friday afternoon and evening, and that'll move into the weekend where there's a chance of rain and highs in the upper 60s both days, Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, gas prices here in Polk County are lower than the average price in the state of Iowa. Now, according to GasBuddy.com, gasoline prices are up in the last week, and it's unclear if gas prices will continue to rise after a cyber attack shut down the nation's biggest fuel pipeline network last Friday. Now, GasBuddy's Fuel Insights show the average price for a gallon of gasoline here in Polk County is $2.79 per gallon. The average price for a gallon of gas in the state of Iowa is $2.82 a gallon. That's up 4 cents from the week before here in the state. Iowa's gasoline prices are the 17th least expensive in the United States. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, high school girls golf, Allen girls placing 9th at the 13-team Waukee invite held at Beaver Creek Golf Course in Grimes. Boys tennis last night, Roosevelt upset number 9 Dowling 7-4 at the Waveland Tennis Courts. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, where there were no Midwest teams that were involved in action, that were in action yesterday, as that was a travel day. And today in interleague play, the Cubs are at Cleveland. They'll first pitch at noon today in Cleveland. National League play has St. Louis at Milwaukee tonight. American League, Kansas City is at Detroit, and Minnesota is at the White Sox, all evening games. Triple A baseball, the Iowa Cubs also had the day off yesterday. They open up a 6-game road trip at the St. Paul Saints tonight. First pitch 7 o'clock in St. Paul, Minnesota. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has girls high school golf. It's a dual meet tonight. Dowling taking on Southeast Polk, and that match gets underway at 3:30 at Copper Creek Golf Course in Pleasant Hill. Girls high school tennis tonight, Dowling at Valley. That match begins at 4 o'clock and will be played at the Valley Southwood School. High school soccer tonight in girls action, number 5 Dowling at Urbandale, and that match kicks off at 7 o'clock at Frericks Field. And right here in Iowa Catholic Radio, we'll have boys high school soccer, Urbandale at 13th-ranked Dowling. The match gets underway at 7:30, and you can tune in right here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight at 7:20 with the pregame from Dowling Stadium. Ben Teeling and Tanner Krause with the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, currently we have mostly sunny skies, 41 degrees, a north-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Today, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a high of 62 degrees, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are accident-free, incident-free as we get things started off this morning. Not a bad drive, even on 235 heading into downtown from both the east and west mixer. Running about 7 minutes in both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Vice Chancellor, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
It is the month of Mary. It is May, and I know you and I both believe that this is vital. You know, devotion to her is something that every Catholic, every Christian in the world should take a look at, and there should be some part of the spiritual life devoted to her.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that it's important to remember that, you know, Mary is not just Jesus's mother, but she's our mother, that Jesus has given her to us as our mother. And so, you know, Jesus himself pointed out that she has a role to play, and you know, she brings us to her son. You know, Mary's role is to, as the role of any mother, to bring us up in the faith, to point us to her son, to help us get to know her son. And so she does have a vital role to play, because that's the role that Jesus has invited her into, or the role that he's pointed out to us. She is our mother as well, and she brings us to her son.
If you look at every major, I don't want to say milestone, but I look at every major kind of moment of Jesus's life, Mary's there. You know, of course, you have the birth, obviously, and then you have the quiet moments of his life, where he grew in virtue under Saint Joseph and Our Lady. You have the first public miracle, which is done through her intercession. And you have, of course, where he saves us, where she stands in place of the of Eve, as the new Eve, underneath now the tree of life, the tree that once separated us from God, that Eve ate from, now restores us. Our Lady stands as the new Eve underneath that tree. You know, I mean, these major moments of the Christian life, of our Lord's life, she's there, she's present, she's visible, she's at times, acting in these stories too. So, you know, as you said, this isn't just kind of wishful thinking on our part. This is right here written in sacred scripture, and this is what they wanted to communicate, I think, to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about the wedding feast at Cana, and that's the miracle that she intercedes to bring about. But what does she say? She says to the stewards, "Do whatever he tells you." And again, she steers us to her son. She leads us to her son. And she provides a model, an example, and also a powerful intercessor to help us enter into that relationship with Jesus, to help to come to know him. You know, no one knew Jesus like Mary knows Jesus, and she wants us to know her son.
What do you say to someone that says, well, I'm just going to go straight to Jesus because I don't want to take away, or I don't need another extra kind of step to our Lord?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's a that's an interesting way of thinking about the spiritual life, but that's not the way God thinks about the spiritual life. You know, God wants us to come to him communally. God humbles himself to allow us to participate in his plan of salvation. And, you know, if I'm going to choose between my way of living the spiritual life and God's way of living the spiritual life, I think it's best to go with God's way.
Yeah, I mean, this is what has shown, not just in sacred scripture, but all throughout the centuries. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, Vice Chancellor. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
All right, coming up next, Jennifer Hubbard is going to be on. She's got a book out called Finding Sanctuary, How the Wild Work of Peace Restored the Heart of a Sandy Hook Mother, the devastation that this woman and many others went through in losing children at the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting years ago. She wrote a book on how she has and is working for peace in restoring not just her heart, but the hearts of so many as well in her daughter's legacy. Jennifer Hubbard next. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design. We appreciate you. As it gets nice out, I know you guys are busy and running around, and you're up early, so you're able to listen to the show, which is a lot of fun. Honesty and integrity you can count on. Thank you, a Catholic veteran-owned family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, including paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Again, thank you for what you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Matthew's Gospel features an angel announcing that Christ has conquered sin and death. Hi, I'm Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. You can help ensure that the joyful message of Easter continues to be announced throughout Central Iowa and beyond. Consider a sustaining gift of $30 a month. Donate at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Luke Elzinga in the second half hour, friends. He's the communications and advocacy manager for DMARC. We've got a great relationship with them, and as they are a food pantry feeding so many right here in Central Iowa, and they are commemorating the 45th anniversary of the Food Pantry Network. So we've got a lot going on with them and this relationship. I love the work that they do in feeding so many hungry families. So we'll have Luke on in the second half hour. Let's go to our next guest, President and Executive Director of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary, author of the book, Finding Sanctuary, How the Wild Work of Peace Restored the Heart of a Sandy Hook Mother. Jennifer Hubbard joins me. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, John. How are you?
Where do you start with your story? I mean, my goodness. 2012, it was probably one of the more devastating things that we've heard in recent memory, at least for me. And you obviously had a daughter who died, 6 years old. Yeah. Her name was Catherine. Tell me about Catherine.
Catherine was a fiercely determined and wildly gentle little redhead who was passionate about animals, hated to go to school, wanted to beat out her brother every time and chance she could. I would say that Catherine was... Well, not typical, because no six-year-old, nobody is typical. But we were living this life of normalcy, middle-class American family, yellow lab, and two kids. And I put my kids on the bus on December 14th, and one of them came home. And our lives were my life, our lives, my family was forever changed. And I can say that my change, the change that occurred in me and the transformation was due to a growing of my faith.
You wrestled with a question, and I have here, and the question was, where is God when the innocent suffer? Have you ever found an answer to that?
I have. He's right there. Hmm. He is right there amidst whatever tragedy, whatever unspeakable a person deals with. He's there whether we want to believe it or not, and I have come to learn that all he is looking for is for us in the midst of our sorrow and in the midst of our joy to just turn our faces to him, to acknowledge him and his presence. The reality for me is that while I would love to know what it is like to have a soon to be 16-year-old girl, that's not my reality. But God has put so many great and beautiful things that I trust and hold tight to the fact that beauty does come from ashes. We just need to get out of the way and allow God to do what God will do best, and that is to bring joy and peace to our lives.
I have a very soon-to-be six-year-old, and so I knew this was going to hit me hard because, you know, no parent can imagine this. I mean, you went to the depths of hell of what someone can suffer here on this earth, and you say that your heart is restored and is being restored. I mean, to say that work, this can't happen overnight. I mean, decade. I mean, it's probably going to be another decade. Is this a forever kind of restoration of your heart with our Lord and growing in this faith after a moment like this?
John, I believe so, absolutely. And I think that, you know, whatever the depths of hell for me was having to bury my daughter, the depths of hell for someone else is having to watch a loved one struggle with a disease or care for a parent. It's endless. And yet we always seem to be so surprised. I always was so surprised when the darkness and trials would touch people's lives, but we are assured of those trials. We are told, and then we act all surprised. It's the irony to me is so great that when we encounter trials, we need to count it all joy. And, you know, I can say, as hard as it might be to understand, that in the midst of my trial, I have encountered joy. And I think that it's going to be a lifelong transformation. I don't think that grief is a checkbox or a timeline. I think that through grief and through our successes and when we hit those mountaintop moments where God leads us, we can be assured that we will continue to be transformed until we arrive to eternity. And I look forward to the day where I see Catherine again. And how beautiful is it that we have that hope as believers? This is not it. It's a blip. And I look forward and expectantly to the day that, one, I'm reunited with Catherine and the other people that I have lost along the way, and that I can look into the face of our Father and hopefully hear his words of, well done.
We're speaking with Jennifer Hubbard right now on her book, Finding Sanctuary, How the Wild Work of Peace Restored the Heart of a Sandy Hook Mother. What I find really fascinating about you and your writing, and just even speaking to you here, Jennifer, is the tragedy that you went through. At the same time, you are finding empathy for others as well in their situations and in their struggles. I mean, this had to have, you know, allowed you to be able to see the world in a whole new way and help those now that are suffering, as you said before, from different horrible experiences, to help them in a way that a lot of people can't. You've been in there. You've been to the depths of hell, as I said, and yet you're here and you're talking about your faith, that there is still joy possible. Others have to look to you and lean on that.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I continued to write the book. There was a lot of times in writing it where I thought, I don't want to come across as knowing it all or having experienced it all, because quite frankly, I haven't. You know, for me and the way in which I lost Catherine and was surrounded by so much goodness and kindness and afforded so many graces, I know that God ministered to me, and he will do so in the ways that are appropriate and right and best for anyone else. I start the book by making a very clear statement that my tragedy is no greater than any other tragedy, because grief is grief and pain, it just hurts. And there, it hurts. So my hope in writing the book is to just encourage those people that are feeling the hurt, and those people that are around those people that are hurting, to continue on. Keep going. There were so many things that were, in retrospect, that were so counterintuitive to what I expected. Grief and loss doesn't play out like a Hallmark movie
sure.
at all. And I really felt that it was important that maybe by sharing my story that those people who are in the depths of their own story or close to could see those everyday graces, because in those everyday graces, in seeing that it is okay to pack a lunchbox, that it is okay to honor the traditions that you had with in the past before your moment of, I call it a moment of it, happened, are all steps towards a transformation where God is taking you. And they're okay. They're hard and they're messy and they're clunky. But they, in retrospect, they're such beautiful moments.
Well, on that, I mean, you say that you want to help, this work is to help many others also recognize the diamonds of divine insight and encouragement mm-hmm. when you are deep in the mine of pain and despair. What was a diamond or were diamonds of divine insight or maybe people for you during these tragic moments of 2012?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the small things. I thought that if I was doing grief right, and Catherine being lost in such a public way, that I would have to do things big. And we have. Some of the things that we've done in Catherine's memory are big because of God. But where I found my diamonds of divine insight were simple things. Seeing my son smile. I am not sure that I would have appreciated, and it's hard for me to share this, but I'm not sure I would have appreciated the simpleness of the way that his eyes light up when he truly laughs. Because when something's gone, and it was gone for a long time, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. The saying is so true. And so, you know, seeing his smile when I made the school bus cake, I write about it in the book, that it was our first day of school tradition. And I could have not made it. And it would have been understandable if I didn't, that it was just too hard. To see his smile and to just feel his peace and demeanor, that was a grace. And I think that we overlook those graces. The people that came into my life and helped me peel back levels of friendship. I think before Catherine died, I had friendship as a cookie cutter. A friend is a friend is a friend. And in losing Catherine and really diving into the depths of friendship, and that there are different levels of friendship and people that come into our lives for seasons versus a lifetime versus a very quick blip was a diamond for me, because now I look at friendship in a whole new way and share my time, share my heart in ways that I otherwise would not have.
Catherine loved animals, so you have honored her legacy and creating what you call the sanctuary. Is that correct?
It is. It's the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary.
So tell me about it.
It became because of a typographical error. We left out the word control from her obituary. We thought that we were asking for donations in her name to go to the Animal Control Center. You know, it's ironic. So much of all of this has been ironic. When you write an obituary for a six-year-old, your first sort of gasp is, what on earth is your cause that you want to honor this person with? And Catherine's cause was animals. So we said Animal Center of Newtown. It turned out the Animal Center of Newtown was a rescue organization. It was for women. They rescued cats. And here we are 8 years, almost actually, believe it or not, next year is going to be 10 years.
Wow.
So in 9 years, we have acquired property from the state. We have launched programs. What we do at the sanctuary is we enrich the lives of humans and animals by promoting compassion and acceptance. We believe that when we honor the human-animal bond, that gap where Catherine just thrived, whatever animal it was, real or stuffed or plastic, she just cared for and was loving on the animal. And so we really felt like if we could honor that bond and teach people how to be kind to the creatures in their midst and let the creatures that we share this earth with know that they are safe and protected, then we were honoring Catherine's memory. And it's worked. We've educated over 15,000 kids. We've offered programming to the community at no cost. And we're keeping animals in homes of families, and we've done habitat restoration. It really has been a place where my faith has been grown in just allowing God to do the work that God wants to do. And I truly believe that one typographical error in ceasing control allowed God to step in and show us in a beautiful way what true sanctuary is, both in the physical sense and in the heart sense.
It's amazing. The book, friends, Finding Sanctuary, How the Wild Work of Peace Restored the Heart of a Sandy Hook Mother, Jennifer Hubbard. Friends, you can go to AveMariaPress.com, AveMariaPress.com, and get the book. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures here locally. If they don't have it, they will certainly order it for you, Jennifer Hubbard. Jennifer, I can't thank you enough for sharing your story and the great work you continue to do in honor of your daughter, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great day.
You as well. That's Jennifer Hubbard, everyone. Powerful stuff this morning. My goodness. Get the book, though. It just sounds awesome. She's also an award-winning writer for Magnificat as well. She's appeared on virtually every major news network, and the work she's doing is helping others. As I said before, she has not turned inward in this sorrow and grief. She has done exactly what the gospel commands us to do. She has shared it, the very love of God, with others and those surrounding her in the midst, as I said, of suffering. And she said it, there's hope, there's even joy at the cross. All right, second half hour, Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show. Luke Elzinga, is going to be on, communications director and advocacy manager for DMARC. Looking forward to speaking about them and congratulating them on 45 years of the food pantry network that they've got going on. So we'll have Luke on in the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is a Tuesday. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show and all they do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. One of the things cool about Blessman International in Limpopo, South Africa, is they operate and manage vegetable farms, chicken farms, and fish farms, providing sustainable sources of food for their friends, beginning in 2001 and continuing today. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. As Jesus prepares the disciples for his ascension into heaven, we're left with a question of how it could be that it's better for the Holy Spirit to be with them rather than Jesus himself. If Jesus has a body, he's bound by space, while the Holy Spirit without a body can be present to many people in many places at the same time. Doing so allows the gospel to spread more quickly, which is a need of the church that hasn't changed much in the last 2,000 years. As sinners, we're in constant need of conversion and the reminder that salvation can be had.
It's
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thanks for joining me, friends. Here on a Tuesday, Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show, and Luke Elzinga is going to be on, communications and advocacy manager for DMARC, to commemorate their 45th anniversary of the food pantry. Good stuff there. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning. Once again, John, happy Tuesday to you.
And to you as well, my friend.
Got a beautiful day going on outside.
I think we do. I think it's going to be a nice one today. I mowed yesterday, so I don't need to do that, but maybe a little walk today. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Golf. Golf might be on the docket. You want me to call Monsignor Beeson up, see if you can get that get arranged? He's been waiting for you. He's kind of waiting in the wings.
You know, I talked to Monsignor the other day, and he is going to be joining us at the golf outing. So far, he and Father P.J. McManus are going to be on the 19th tee box.
And you say, wait a second.
I know there's only 18.
There's only 18 holes in golf, John.
The 19th tee box is confession. So the men and women that play, when they are finished, they have not been to confession in a while. They can go see Monsignor or Father PJ. I'm still working on a couple other priests as well, and we'll see what we can do. They might have something to confess after a round of golf, I figured, so why not?
Well, I was kind of thinking a little bit different. I was thinking maybe they would want to go to confession before they got in the golf cart and headed out to the first hole.
No. After. With the way I play,
after.
It's always after.
After. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. Well, that's awesome.
Yes, it's going to be fun. They're very generous to do that. And mm-hmm. I don't Absolutely. Know. You never know. I think there's certainly going to be people that take advantage of it that go regularly. But what if you get those one or two or three men or women that have been away for a long time and say, now's the time?
Sure. Sure.
Let's do now, it.
Is there going to be confessions at the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference? I know there was last year.
Oh, yes. Yes. We we have that as well.
Available. Yeah.
Some food, too, the donuts and all that, coffee. And so it's going to be a good time. And, of course, two dynamite speakers.
Yeah, that's why I sit in the back row, John. Make sure there's plenty of cookies and coffee and donuts. I just make sure the back row, everything's taken care of.
It will all be at the Embassy Suites. They do a good job of taking care of us there. And with you at the helm as well, it's going to be a great event.
I'm just guarding the beverage cart. That's all I'm doing. And I'll do that for the golf tournament, too. I'll guard the beverage carts.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for the John Leonetti versus Monsignor Larry Beeson golf outing live on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll start with coverage on maybe the third hole. By that time, you may have you said that's enough.
Well, that would be a very, very expensive ticket to see. So much more expensive than what we're charging for the golf outing.
We'll do it live on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Yep.
How's that?
Yep. Golf on radio. That'd be interesting.
Sure would be. All right. Well, we'll get right to it this morning. Got a beautiful day out there, folks. You will need your sunglasses. That's the best tip I can give you right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently here in central Iowa at the Mercy One Studios. Mostly sunny, 43 degrees now with a north-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Today we will see partly cloudy skies throughout the day. A high of 62 degrees, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 42 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 64 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, more of the same, a high of 66 degrees. And on Friday, there's a chance of rain late in the day. There'll be a high of 65 degrees. The weekend looking like it'll be a little wet. Showers and thunderstorms possible both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. And I heard that word humidity leak back into the forecast for the weekend. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, gas prices in Polk County are lower than the average price in the state of Iowa. Now, according to GasBuddy.com, gasoline prices are up in the last week, and it's unclear if gas prices will continue to rise after a cyber attack shut down the nation's biggest fuel pipeline network last Friday. Now, GasBuddy's fuel insights show the average price for a gallon of gasoline here in Polk County is $2.79. per gallon. The average price for a gallon of gas in the state of Iowa is $2.82 a gallon. That is up 4 cents from the week before. Iowa's gasoline prices are the 17th least expensive in the United States. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, high school girls golf, Dowling girls placing ninth at the 13-team Waukee invite. That was held at Beaver Creek Golf Course in Grimes. Boys tennis yesterday, Roosevelt upset number 9 Dowling Catholic 7-4 at the Waveland Tennis Courts. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, where there were no Midwest teams in action yesterday, it was a travel day. Today in interleague play, the Cubs are at Cleveland this afternoon. St. Louis is at Milwaukee in National League play. Tonight it's in American League play, Kansas City at Detroit and the Minnesota Twins at the White Sox. AAA baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs also had the day off. They open up a 6-game road trip tonight at St. Paul as they take on the St. Paul Saints. First pitch at 7 o'clock in St. Paul, Minnesota. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has golf, tennis, and soccer on the schedule for today. High school golf, the dual match between Dowling and Southeast Polk, and that gets underway at 3:30 this afternoon at Copper Creek Golf Course in Pleasant Hill. Girls high school tennis tonight, Dowling at Valley. That match begins at 4 o'clock at Valley Southwood School. High school soccer tonight and girls play. 5th-ranked Dowling girls on the road at Urbandale, and they'll kick off at 7 o'clock at Frerichs Field. And right here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight, boys high school soccer, Urbandale at number 13 Dowling. The match gets underway at 7:30, but Ben Teeling and Tanner Cross, they'll have the pregame show at 7:20 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio from Dowling Stadium. Urbandale at Dowling Catholic tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Central Iowa, currently we have mostly sunny skies, 43 degrees, a north-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And today, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a high of 62 degrees, with light winds, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
There's an accident in Pleasant Hill East University just past the Highway 65 bypass, so use some caution for you in that area. Otherwise, lots of construction today heading into downtown. That's looking pretty good for you on 235 from both east and west mixer. They run about 7 minutes in both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint found that God will collect on our promises to him even if we try to evade him. Saint Ignatius of Laconi today was a sick young man in Italy. He promised God that if his condition improved, he would become a Capuchin monk. But when Ignatius' health improved, he ignored his promise and went about his life. When he was 20 years old, he was in a terrible horse riding accident, but he escaped unharmed. He took the event as a sign from God, and he went to honor his pledge. The Capuchins accepted him, and he worked for 15 years as a weaver for the order. But Ignatius' life really changed when he was given the role as an official beggar of the order. He made his rounds around the town, instructing children, visiting the sick, urging sinners to repent, and asking for money to support the monks. He did this thankless, tiring task for 40 years. He was blind during the last 2 years of his life, but he still made his rounds. Ignatius was canonized in 1951. Today we ask St. Ignatius of Laconi to pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What we got coming up on your show?
Well, Scott Flood is joining me today. And as you know, Scott's a Catholic convert and father of seven. And he has been in his study group discussing the apostolic letter written by Pope John Paul II on redemptive suffering. And it's one of those things I think we as Catholics don't really understand what that means. And we know the words, and, you know, we want to offer up that suffering. But what does that really mean? And what's the Catholic teaching on it? And how does that connect to really what happens in our day-to-day life? So we're going to talk about that today.
Now, how do you do it? That's the key,
how
right?
How do you do it?
I mean, it's one thing.
Easy to talk about it when you're not suffering, but
right.
It's when you're suffering that it's like, whoa, now what?
Yeah, so. Exactly. It can become sometimes a theological phrase and term, and that's good for us to understand it, but Gene's going to bring it down to the ground floor for us today, and with Scott Flood, just a phenomenal guy. That show's at 10 o'clock this morning, friends. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be also on podcast at iowacatholicradio.com, just like all of Gene's shows. Straight Talk with Gene Wells. Talk to you soon, Gene.
God bless.
All right. Luke Elzinga is going to be next, Communications and Advocacy Manager for DMARC, and they're commemorating the 45th anniversary of the Food Pantry Network. Looking forward to talking to Luke. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Dean. Residential re-roofs, this is what he does. It's what he's been doing for the last 30-plus years, all throughout central Iowa. 963-4494. Thank you for underwriting the show, Dean. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Are you divorced or separated and wondering what your next step is? Then join the Catholic Divorce Survival Guide Group meeting tonight for a 12-week program at 6 p.m. at the Christ the King Pastoral Center in the Blessed Virgin Mary Room on Des Moines' south side. Again, that starts at 6 p.m. tonight. They'll help you untangle the knots from a Catholic perspective. Cost is $35 for materials. If you've got questions, contact Deacon Tony Valdez at 515-979-2301 or the Christ the King Church office to learn more and register. We at the Catholic Mirror are looking for story ideas for the upcoming Year of the Family, marking the 5th anniversary of the release of the Apostolic Exhortation Amoris Laetitia. These story ideas could be about grandparents raising grandchildren, families that have pulled together or overcome brokenness, successfully blended families, challenges, immigration issues posed for families, and more. If you've got a story idea, contact me, Kelly Mesher-Collins, at kcollins@dmdiocese.org. That's kcollins@dmdiocese.org. Would your family know where to find all the pertinent information you should have in case of a health or end-of-life event? It's essential to have certain documents and information compiled prior to these events, and there are 25 documents you should have. If you don't know what those are, the Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa is ready to help. Just call them at 515-237-5044. That's 515-237-5044. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Appreciate you being a part of the show. If you missed my interview at 7:15 today, you can check it out. They're all podcasted at iowacatholicradio.com. It was just a very moving interview for me with Jennifer Hubbard, losing a daughter, her daughter Catherine, in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And she wrote a book from Ave Maria Press. And the book is to honor the legacy of her daughter finding sanctuary, but also to share her in her way of really restoring her sense of peace. Her faith has grown so much in this, and she talks about this. I mean, just really a magnificent woman and a courageous woman to do what she's doing now for so many others. So that's found at iowacatholicradio.com. Let's go to our next guest, Communications and Advocacy Manager for DMARC, Luke Elzinga. Hi, Luke.
Hey, John. How are you this morning?
Good. Good to have you on. For those that don't know what DMARC is, what is it?
Yeah, so DMARC stands for the Des Moines Area Religious Council. We're an interfaith organization that's been around here in the community since actually 1952. And probably what most people know us by is our food pantry network. Yep. So we operate a food pantry network, and actually this week we're celebrating the 45th anniversary of the DMARC Food Pantry Network.
That's a long time, Luke, 45 years. Do you know, I might be putting you on the spot, do you know, like, whose idea or how this even came about?
Yeah, actually, when I was doing some research a few years back for our 40th anniversary, I came across a newsletter, actually, from May of 1976 that kind of was talking about how it launched. And really, you know, from our beginnings, we've always been kind of a collaboration between faith communities, and it really was identified then that, you know, we've got all these different food pantries in the area. We should really be coming together and, you know, having churches host food drives. And our first kind of warehouse, I guess you could call, was in the basement of a house on Kirkside, but then soon after we moved to the basement of Central Presbyterian Church. So since our start of our food pantry network, it's always been very heavily involved with the faith communities of Greater Des Moines.
And it seems that, I mean, you're serving families, many of them, correct? Right here in Des Moines that are struggling. Have you seen an increase in need over the course of the last year?
Yeah, so over the last year, we saw about 1 in 4 of everyone who came to the food pantry network was doing so for the first time ever.
Wow.
Had never needed to use a food pantry before. Mm. And that really told us, you know, there were a lot of people out there in our community who this was the first time they've even ever had to kind of turn to the food pantries for help and were struggling. So last year, we assisted over 58,000 unique individuals right here in Greater Des Moines.
It's amazing. What is it that they get? I mean, is it just kind of like look like kind of a grocery store, or are there kind of big bags that you hand them when they come in? How does that work?
Yeah, so we had to make a number of changes during the pandemic. You know, prior to the pandemic, the food pantries were all kind of grocery store style. Mm-hmm. You know, people could go in, select their own food items. We did have to scale that back a bit just to make sure we were limiting mass gatherings and weren't having kind of a bunch of people walking through. So we did kind of revert to prepacked bags. But thankfully now we're getting back at a lot of our pantries to that choice model where people can come through and select their foods. We try to provide a lot of fresh produce and healthy food options as well.
Where do you get your money?
We get our money from a variety of places. Our number one source of funding is from individuals. people in our community who care about this issue. We also get money from faith communities, churches. We get money from, we do get some money from grants and corporations, but the biggest chunk of it is from individuals in our congregations that support our work.
Well, you guys are doing some phenomenal work in 45 years. You know, you don't just stumble upon 45 years of a good thing by accident. You know, there's a lot of people working hard, as you know, for DMARC and this food pantry to keep it going. How can people support you? Where can they go? What can they do?
Yeah, so this week we're actually holding an event called Drive for 45. It's a food drive happening at all the local area grocery stores that we partner with our Red Barrel program. So you may have seen at your grocery store before kind of a red barrel that says Stop Hunger near the exit. And they're always there. You can always drop off food donations there. But this week we're having some volunteers out, really encouraging folks to help give. And we're asking for our top three most needed items, which are peanut butter, fruit canned in its own juice, and whole grain cereal.
Good stuff, my friend.
And people, yep, and people can also, you know, always sign up to volunteer at our Food Pantry Network warehouse, on our mobile food pantries. And then, you know, we're always welcoming donations. The need, unfortunately, is not shrinking. So people can visit our website at dmarcunited.org and make a donation there.
That's Luke Elzinga, everyone. Keep up the good work, Luke.
Thanks so much, John.
DMARC and the Food Pantry Network, friends. A great work that they continue to do there. I really enjoy highlighting it. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all from evil and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, friends, here on this Tuesday. We'll be back on live from the Mercy One studio tomorrow. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Worn and weary land where many a dream hath died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.